Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. It's another day of impeachment hearings, and the star of the show this morning is Gordon Sondland, a wealthy Trump campaign donor who's now ambassador to the European Union. Aral Jones is following the proceedings in the 1010 Winds newsroom and has a live report.
Yeah, Larry, the ambassador at the center of the impeachment inquiry says, yes, there was a quid pro quo. Gordon Sondland says, we all understood that a meeting at the White House for Ukraine's president and a phone call from President Trump would only happen if Ukraine investigated the son of Trump's political rival, Joe Biden.
President Trump directed us to, quote, talk with Rudy. We understood that talk with Rudy meant talk with Mr. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer. Let me say again, we weren't happy with the president's directive to talk with Rudy. We did not want to involve Mr. Giuliani. I believed then, as I do now, that the men and women of the State Department, not the president's personal lawyer, should take responsibility for Ukraine matters.
Now, Sondland says it was no secret, and he expressed his concerns to Vice President Mike Pence that military aid to Ukraine had been held up because of the investigation. Sondland also says he pressured Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden at the express direction of President Trump, and that he followed those directions. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
As Ambassador Sondland would later tell career Foreign Service Officer David Holmes immediately after speaking to the president, Trump did not give a expletive about Ukraine. He cares about big stuff that benefits him, like the Biden investigations that Rudy Giuliani was pushing.
And while Schiff welcomed Ambassador Sondland's testimony, Ranking Member Devin Nunes did not.
Ambassador Sondland, welcome. Glad you're here. I'm really not glad you're here, but welcome to the fifth day of this circus.
Well, Ambassador Sondland is the standalone witness this morning. In the afternoon, two more witnesses are set to take the hot seat at the impeachment inquiry. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
An Orthodox Jewish man is in critical condition after being stabbed multiple times. Sources tell Yeshiva World News the man was attacked this morning on his way to synagogue in Muncie. Before the victim passed out, he reportedly told EMTs that a car pulled up, two men got out, and they attacked him. Ramapo police are investigating. A delivery truck crashed into a house on Staten Island this morning. At least one person is seriously hurt. This happened around 7:20 on Hillcrest Street. NYPD officers are being hailed as heroes for alerting Bronx residents about a fire in their building.
All of a sudden, appeared out of nowhere.
Harold Bonet lives on the sixth floor of this building on Baychester Avenue in the Wakefield section and watched as officers went door to door, often in smoke-filled hallways, getting everyone out safely.
They were banging on the doors, going into the apartments, from what I saw, making sure people were off the floors. They were nobody was left behind.
Chief of Department Terrence Monahan put out a tweet saying, "It's courageous acts like this that earn our officers the name New York's finest." 13 cops went to the hospital with minor problems, including smoke inhalation. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the Wakefield section of the Bronx.
A delivery truck driver suffered a medical episode and crashed his truck into a house on Hillcrest Street on Staten Island this morning. Michael Zalesnyov lives on that block.
From what I can see, I mean, I don't know anything officially, but I guess the driver, something happened to him. Hopefully he's okay.
Fire Chief Phil Solomeo says no one inside the house was hurt.
It hit the corner of the home on top of another car. The two wreckers uprighted the vehicle, and they did a nice job.
The driver was taken to a hospital in serious condition. The New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers wants to change things up for livery cabs. It's unveiled a plan that would have riders pay up front. The organization estimates that 20 to 30% of passengers stiff their drivers after they've arrived at their destination. Paying up front, they say, would prevent the verbal and sometimes physical altercations that may arise. Faculty and staff at 9 New Jersey colleges have been working without a contract since July. Today, members of the Council of New Jersey State Colleges are putting up informational pickets and holding campus rallies. The union represents 10,000 professors, staff, and librarians at the state's public colleges, except for Rutgers and NJIT. Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett has filed a counterclaim in federal court against the city of Chicago. He says malicious prosecution caused him economic harm, humiliation, mental anguish, and extreme emotional distress. Chicago had sued Smollett for $130,000 for the cost of an investigation after he claimed that he was the victim of a racist and anti-gay attack. Prosecutors say an investigation found Smollett fabricated the incident. Charges against him for the fabrication were later dropped.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.